أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ولا سيما سيدنا محمدا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله أهل الصفا، ورضي الله عن أصحابه أهل الوفا، وعمن بآثارهم اقتفى واهتدى. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. I can't do what Maulana, you know, does. You know, he's good. He's too good at that. Besides, he's the Imam of the Masjid, and he's got 900 ladies he teaches every Tuesday. And I will definitely not even bother with them, because you know what will happen. There'll be ladies' revolution, and we'll be stampeded. So, may Allah bless you all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve you. It's a pleasure, and I'm humbled always to be among the mashayikh and all of you, as well as a learning student with you, and with the niyyah of doing mudhakara, exchanging of knowledge and reminding ourselves of knowledge that is already there in the book and the authentic sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before we start, obviously I want to also share with you, because it is a sunnah to do so, that I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether I know you by name or by face, or I don't even know you by name or by face, hoping that, and this is not a ceremonial statement, it's a statement of truth, inshaAllah ta'ala, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then include us in the hadith that's authentic, where he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that seven people will be granted a shade in the day of judgment, where no one is granted a shade but those whom Allah gives, and one kind are two people who love each other for the sake of Allah. So for that, and there is no business between us, then I love you all for his sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking him and begging him that he, for this love that is for his sake, brings us together and gives us a shade in Jannah next to the Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's start with the book, because the book is longer than I expected. So I got a call and they said, what kind of book? Okay, so it came to my mind as a short book, remembering it long time ago, but it's not that short. So let's try to hit the ground running, as they say. طبعاً as al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I always start with that, إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار صدق سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. We also want to make a niyyah of learning and dhikr and all these things, so with our hearts, so inshallah ta'ala we can benefit. The booklet that we're studying, or we're going to go over, is called Risalatul Mustarshideen. Or as Sheikh Sa'adullah translated it, as the book for those who seek guidance, I guess, right? Or it's not translated, so I'm translating it for you now. But my English is not as good as Sheikh Sa'adullah, so be careful. That one, number two, obviously, I don't want to take too long introductions to the text and to the author of the text, but speaking about Imam al-Harith al-Muhasibi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died year 243 of Hijrah. So that's an important, that's from the Salaf. He died 243. When was he born? We don't know. We don't know. All right? So he must have then, must have been born in year 100 something. So this is early. This is the early generation. Remember the three generations? Hadith that says, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي
حديث صحيح.
Okay. So this is among those people. ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. This is among those people who lived in the time of the Salaf. May Allah be well pleased with them. He died 243. وأخذ عن الإمام ناصر السنة. الإمام الشافعي رضي الله عنه. نعم. He took from الإمام أبو عبد الله الشافعي. Right. طبعا الإمام الشافعي, as you know, born year 150, and he was nicknamed ناصر السنة. Huh? الإمام محمد بن إدريس الشافعي المطلبي. نعم. المجدد المجتهد رضي الله تعالى عنه ورحمه. ناصر السنة. It's good to know these things. Huh? We say الإمام أبو حنيفة الإمام الأعظم. Right. That's the nickname that was also given to Imam Abu Hanifa. Among the nicknames that was given to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, Nasir al-Sunnah, the one who actually pushed and gave victory to the Sunnah. Huh? Naam. Well, that's important. It has lots of significance in his time. Rahimahullah wa radiya anhu. Wa alhaqana bihi. May Allah assemble us with him and all together with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rest of the a'imma wal ulama wal saliheen. الإمام الحارث المحاسبي, so that's why, يعني, so you don't find it strange when he, at that early, الإمام السبكي puts him in the طبقات of the شافعية, from the layers of the Shafi'i scholars, simply because he took from the Shafi'i, so he's considered among them. لكن المحاسبي was a strange breed. How so? A Sufi and a محدث and a متكلم. Mutakallim means in the ulum of aqaid. Muhaddith means in the ulum of hadith. Sufi means those who actually seek to purify their heart. I'm talking about Sufis, not goofies. Huh? Ah, big difference, Mawlana, between Sufi and goofy. Aywa. A Sufi, yani it's a term that talks about those who have encompassing knowledge in the book and sunnah and practice thereof. Not someone who read three books, huh? أيوة. فالإمام الحارث رحمه الله تعالى was among those Sufiya وزهاد عباد of the early time, of the time of the Salaf رضي الله تعالى عنهم, who had combined these things. And this is strange. Why I say strange? Because usually there is a bit of a gap between, in general, the Sufis have not really gone into the Hadith. So therefore, Dhahabi himself talks about Sufiya to Ahlul Hadith. This is strange. The Sufis, the whom are Muhaddithin, huh? It's not strange. It's the truth. That's the point. Such as who would be like that? Al-Hafidh al-Suyuti, rahimahullah, Imam al-Suyuti, huh? Shadhili and Muhaddith, right? Hafidh. Such as Imam al-Nawawi, which many of you are familiar with, such as Al-Hafidh Al-Sakhawi, such as, huh? So you will find things like that in history, but not many, right? So this is one of them, rahimahullah ta'ala. Well, Imam Al-Muhasibi, he was also the time of who? Al-Junaid Al-Baghdadi. Al-Junaid Al-Baghdadi. Hatta he used to visit him. Al-Junaid says that. He says, Al-Harith used to come and visit me. طبعاً Al-Junaid used to be called سيد الطائفة, يعني the leader of all the Sufiyya of his time, until now. Al-Junaid is not a joke. Al-Junaid al-Baghdadi is something. رحمه الله تعالى. He says, Al-Junaid says, Al-Harith used to come to me. What are you doing, Abu al-Qasim al-Junaid? He says, I'm in my khalwa. I'm in my seclusion, I'm worshiping. He says, come with me. He says, where do you want me to take me from my safety net to the streets and people and I see bad things and all, everything I have done now will go away. He said, just come to me, wala khawf, don't fear anything, come with me. So he says, I would go with him and all the fitna that I think I would see on the streets, I don't see it anymore. Until he takes me to a place in the desert. So we go out, we walk until we get to the desert, until we sit in a place and he tells me, Ya Abul Qasim al-Junaid, ask me. Is'al. I said, what should I ask you? He says, ask me anything. Ask me anything. Not everybody can say, ask me anything. Saluni, Sayyidina Ali, they used to say, Saluni qabla an tafquduni, ask me before you lose me. He says, ask me anything. He says, so I ask him. Al-Junaid is learning from Al-Harith here. So he says, I ask him, and he tells me everything. It's like this knowledge is coming out. He says, then after we finish, he goes home and he writes the answers he gave me and he makes them books. So therefore, many of the books you see may have been an answer to Al-Junaid himself. So now you and Al-Junaid are learning from Al-Harith, Al-Imam Al-Muhasibi. Not only that, another big figure in the Islamic sciences, Al-Imam Al-Ghazali. Al-Imam Al-Ghazali, or some people say Al-Ghazali. It's Al-Ghazali, but anyway. Al-Imam Al-Ghazali, Sahib Al-Ihya, right? He wrote the Ihya, Ihya of Ulum al-Din. Well, guess what? Guess what the mother of the Ihya is? That's right. Al-Harith Al-Muhasibi's book, Al-Ri'aya. Really, many of the shuyukh, they say that if you read the Ihya and you read a couple of the books, the Wahm, etc., Ri'aya, Kadha Al-Wasiyya, to Imam Al-Harith Al-Muhasibi, you will find the core ideas that are in Al-Harith's books, Al-Imam Al-Ghazali simply expounded on. But it's the heart, the core of the book of Al-Ghazali is in the Muhasibis 300 years before. So it's Imam Al-Ghazali just expound on it. We're not belittling Al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, Imam. Anyway. So this is who we're talking about, and I don't really want to go too much to talk about him. طبعاً الإمام ابن حجر العسقلاني himself, in his book, which is known, النكت على ابن الصلاح, النكت, he says, كان المحاسبي إماماً في الحديث والكلام. He was an imam in hadith and kalam. لكن أحمد بن حنبل did not like him much. Remember, not because both of them are great people. That, you know how it is. There was always this thing between the hadith and the sawuf. And again, we talked about that before. I'm not going to go into these things, right? And therefore, Al-Hafiz al-Dhahabi, rahimahullah, has something nice. Al-Hafiz al-Dhahabi, he has something nice. He says, كَلَامُ الْأَقْرَانِ يُطْوَى وَلَا يُرْوَى. The things that happen between the Aqran, those who are on the same level of caliber. Mujahil, not a jahil, yani, or muta'alim, or mutafayqih. Not someone who is jahil who wants to talk about the a'imma. La, but the a'imma of the caliber of them between themselves, al-Dhahabi says, this kind of talk, yutwa wa la yurwa. You just fold it and you don't worry about it. Naam. لأنه أئمة. طبعا this book that we have amongst us here is called رسالة المسترشدين. Obviously, if you have browsed through this booklet, you'll find stories. I usually don't like stories. But this is maybe the Sufi side. You'll see stories and attribution. Attribution, قال علي, قال ابن مسعود, قال عبد الله بن مبارك, قال كذا, قال كذا, you know, you see these attributions. Among the issues that some or the people of hadith have criticized Al-Harith al-Muhasibi is the lack of referencing and authenticating those narratives. Oftentimes, those narratives are weak, and sometimes they're below weak. So that's a problem. However, now, my recommendation to myself, and you not to take it as a narrative per se, but take the core wisdom behind it. So don't attribute it to the end of the chain per se, whether it's Sahabi or Tabi'i or so, but take it as words of wisdom from someone who died 243 of Hijra and was among the teachers, let's say, if you can say, of al-Junayd al-Baghdadi, other people, other great people like that. Okay? So that's something very important. Stories are not necessarily they're not our deen, really. Our deen is not about stories. Our deen is about the book and the sunnah. For the tazkiyah, they say that, wait, Al-Qur'an al-Kareem brought stories. Al-Qur'an itself brought stories, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاءِ مَا فِيهِ مُزْدَجَرْ. We've sent them, with the meaning of the ayah, we gave them news, stories, news, that has, if they examine those stories of the past, they learn great lessons. And therefore, some of the ulama, and again, I'm just going to say that, and we're talking more now of the wisdom rather than the attribution. They used to say, al-hikayat, these kinds of stories are jundun min junudillah. They're amongst the soldiers of Allah. The story is like the soldiers of Allah. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ بِهَا قُلُوبَ أَوْلِيَائِهِ. Allah affirms with these stories the hearts of His awliya. How so? Didn't Allah say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Huh? He tells the Prophet ﷺ, Allah says to the Prophet ﷺ, we tell you from the news or from the stories of the messengers before you, مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, that which affirms your heart more and more. So if that said then to the Prophet ﷺ, then you can see that. And therefore it's attributed to Imam Abu Hanifa, Al-Imam Al-A'zam. Now we can say also, since we said the nickname of Imam Al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, Nasir al-Sunnah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa alhaqqana bih, we say Imam Abu Hanifa Al-A'zam, rahimahullah, he says, he used to say, attributed to him, these kinds of stories, these hikayat, anil ulama'i wa mahasinihim, from the ulama and their mahasin, their beauties, ahabbu ilayya min kathirin min al-fiqh, is more beloved to me than lots of fiqh. Abu Hanifa is saying us. He says, لِأَنَّهَا آدَابُ الْقَوْمِ, for this is the adab, the etiquette of the people. And he says, and the shahid for this, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ. Those whom Allah guided, the meaning of the ayah, so seek their guidance. And Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ. In their stories, Al-Quran now uses the word qasas. In their stories, there is عِبْرَةٌ. عِبْرَةٌ means what? Lesson learned. For who, ya Allah? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. For those who have brain. أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ means those who have mind, who have a brain. And therefore, يعني as a prelude to the book, before we enter the book, there's always, I always like to pave the way, and we're going through the paving of the way, and therefore Sufyan attributed to Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahimahullah ta'ala, saying, al-Qadi Iyad narrated this in his tartib of al-Madarik to Sufyan bin Uyayna. He says, inda dhikri salihin tatanazzalu rahmah. See, now al-Harith al-Muhasibi, he says, so-and-so sahabi said, so-and-so from the salihin said, so-and-so from the good people said. Sufyan bin Uyayna, what does he say? He says, when you mention good people, the rahmah from Allah descends upon you. That's when you mention salihin. How about when you mention Allah? If you mention a salihin, pious people, mercies shower you. How about when you mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or when you mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Huh? Yeah, that's why when you make that salah and salam on Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. That's something, Mawlana, huh? That's something. And therefore, many people are behind a hijab. They're veiled from that thing. Ajib. Ajib. Ajib faiz-e-aqa, right? Aapke muhabbat ka. Taib. Allah. And therefore, they say the... That's why you find the many of the ulama of tahqiq, also may Allah make us among them, when they bring an idea or they speak about an idea, they always attribute it to their shuyukh or the scholars or the salihin. Number one, for two reasons. Number one, because an orphan statement, who said it? You gotta give it back to its origin. And number two, because when you mention the origin, Allah sends His mercies upon you. Because of mentioning those people. Naam? Allah. And therefore, Imam Abu Muhammad Tamimi, rahimahullah, used to say, يَقْبَحُ بِكُمْ أَن تَسْتَفِيدُ مِنَّا ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُونَا وَلَا تَتَرَحَّمُوا عَلَيْنَا. He says, it's ugly of you. He's telling his students, it's ugly of you that you benefit from us, and then you mention us, and you don't say, rahimahumullah, may Allah have mercy on them. That's ugly, adab, ma fi adab. Wal-adab qabla al-talab. That's why Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, mentions that it is the adab when you mention Allah, you say, subhanahu wa ta'ala, aw ta'ala, aw azza wa jal. Don't listen to the people of bid'ah that put SWT. La, 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 Mawlana. You don't want to put ta'ala, don't put SWT. You don't have the time and the space to put ta'ala, azza wa jal, don't put SWT. Adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La, la, no, you can say ta'ala without putting this. And وكذلك also this S-A-W or S-A-A-W, S-A-A, S-A-W, all these things. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Imam Nawawi says, when you mention the name of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, you should say صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, and do not abbreviate that with anything else. Similarly, when you mention the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, when you mention the ulama and the kabir, rahimahumullah. Rahimahumullah. Allah. And therefore, the a'imma of the salaf, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the a'imma of the salaf, when the pious people are mentioned in their majlis, even if they had passed away, they would correct the way they sit in their majlis. Even if they're not there. Ibn Muflih al-Hanbali says in his book Al-Furu' wal-Hafiz ibn Hajar, he says in his tahdhib, he says, Qala Abu Zur'ah al-Razi, Abu Zur'ah al-Razi, big imam. He says, Sami'tu Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He says, I heard Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Wa dhukira indahu Ibrahim ibn Tahman. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, a man named Ibrahim ibn Tahman, one of the scholars was salihin of the time, was mentioned in front of Ahmad bin Hanbal. وَكَانَ أَحْمَدٌ مُتَّكِئًا مِنْ عِلَّةٍ. Ahmad was leaning because he was sick, leaning towards something from عِلَّة, عِلَّة disease. He says, when the name of Ibrahim bin Tahman was mentioned, إِسْتَوَى جَالِسًا, he corrected his seating. وَقَالَ لَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُذْكَرَ الصَّالِحُونَ فَنَتَّكِي. It is not appropriate that the salihin are mentioned and we're leaning like that. Naam. With the same thing about Ibn Aqil, rahimahullah, in Al-Funun. And the reason we're saying these things, because we're going to talk about some stories of the good pious people, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who looked at the dunya and looked at the people and they saw the true colors of the dunya. and the true colors of the creation. I don't mean by true colors of the creation they're bad people. No, no, no. The true colors of the creation, that they are all temporary. That they're all, their existence is temporary. That they really cannot benefit themselves, let alone benefit others. They cannot help themselves, let alone help others. They viewed the creation as creation. Inna lillahi ibadan futana, the poet says. Allah has smart slaves. Inna lillahi ibadan futana. Allah has some smart slaves. طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَخَافُوا الْفِتَنَا. They divorced the dunya 3 times. Not once, so there's no comeback. 3, final. Go now, find another husband. خلاص. طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا. They gave talaq to the dunya. وَخَافُوا الْفِتَنَا. Because they feared the trials. نَظَرُوا فِيهَا فَلَمَّا عَلِمُوا أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ لِحَيٍّ سَكَنَا. They looked at it, and when they realized that no one that's in the dunya will ever stay in the dunya, because the dunya itself will never stay, تَرَكُوهَا وَاتَّخَذُوا فِيهَا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ سُفُنَا. They abandoned it, and they made ships of salvation out of their good deeds in it. Ameen. Well, the reason we're saying these things is, as the poet says, وَتَشَبَّهُ إِن لَمْ تَكُونُوا مِثْلَهُمْ إِنَّ التَّشَبُّهَ بِالْكِرَامِ فَلَاحُ. Emulate them if you're not like them. If you're not like them, emulate them. Maybe it rubs off on you. Now, may Allah make it like that. And therefore, the mujalasa of the salihin, sitting with the good, the people of Allah. May Allah make us among the people of Allah. Ahlullah. Sitting with Ahlullah. Hada rizq, they say, it's rizq. Rizq. Allah gives it to those whom He loves. Some people sit with Ahlul Rahman, and some people sit with Ahlul Shaytan. Rizq. Just like you get your rizq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for you to be amongst those people that when you see them, you remember Allah. They remind you with Allah. When they talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their talk is not about to belittle the other creation, or to put down the other creation, or to criticize the creation, or that they're busy with the creation. Their talk is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see them, you don't come out hating some creation versus other creation. When you see them and you sit in their majlis, you come out being closer to Allah, the Lord of all creation. Difference. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَتَدْنَا. And therefore they say the mujalasa of the salihin, being with the people of Allah, that reminds you of Allah, that's maqsad of this life, among the objectives of this life. And therefore to the ulama of suluk and tazkiyah, being with the people of Allah is the oasis in the dunya. Yani the whole dunya is like the desert. Ta'ab, tiredness, fights, struggle, and trying to, except when you are with the people of Allah. You are now talking about Allah. You are closer to Allah. You think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You contemplate the book of Allah. It enriches your heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the love of Allah becomes magnificent and great in your heart. So it belittles the love of the dunya and everything that has to do with it. Because you've already taken a step. And therefore, Many narrations go to say that, who are the true awliya of Allah? They say those who are, when they are absent, they are missed. And when they are present, Allah is remembered. Why are we saying this? So we can try to be amongst them. May Allah make you all among them. When they're absent, they're missed. Why they're missed? Because darkness ensues. الكون كله ظلمة. الكون is entirely, the whole universe is dark. وإنما أناره وجود الحق فيه. But what illuminates it is the presence of nur in it. Be that nur. So you can be the presence, the illumination in the universe. Or we can do it the other way around. الكون كله نور وإنما أظلمه وجود الباطل فيه. الكون, the whole universe is really illuminated. But what makes it dark in certain times and places is the existence of evil in it. When you run to Allah, you're running away from evil. Now, and therefore, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a tribute to him saying, we haven't started the book yet, but you know, again, he says, لَوْلَا ثَلَاثٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا لَمَا أَحْبَبْتُ الْبَقَاءَ فِيهَا. Sayyidina al-Faruq is not your average sahabi. يعني al-Faruq radiallahu anhu is al-Faruq. يعني after al-Siddiq, we have al-Faruq. He says, if it wasn't for three things, I wouldn't like to even be in the dunya. Ya Sayyidina Umar, you are Umar, Ud Khalifa, don't worry about that. Huh? That's not your business. Umar has a different scale, Habibi. Huh? Umar has a different scale. What are these three? He says, three, he says, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَحْمِلَ أَوْ أُجَهِّزَ جَيْشًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Except that I do a jihad fi سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Struggle for the path of Allah. وَلَوْلَا مُكَابَدَةُ اللَّيْلِ. And if it wasn't for the night, where I stand and make salah before my Creator. Wow. Umar. If it wasn't that there's in the dunya night time that comes where I stand and I find solace in my prayer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That separates the men from the boys, huh? يعني قيام الليل. Badr, doesn't the poet say Badr? Badr, قد فاتتك الغنائم تقاسموها وأنت نائم. He says, rush, for the booties and the presents, the gifts, have been distributed already. It's been distributed while you are sleeping. Everybody wants a gift nowadays. Where's my gift, right? You say, where's my gift? Man, every night Allah gives gifts to those who stand in Qiyam and Tahajjud. Gifts. And the gift from the Khaliq are different than the gifts from the Makhluq. The gifts from the creation, no matter how great it is, it's still from the creation. Everyone gives on their level. Al-Khaliq subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, gives you gifts every night. No exceptions. Actually, some nights there are more bonus gifts. Huh? What are you doing? Some people are getting the gifts. You're missing out. You're missing out. The second thing Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, he says, لَوْلَا مُكَابَدَةُ اللَّيْلِ. If it wasn't for, if there was no night time and my salah at night, I wouldn't like to be in this dunya. There's nothing to be. People have questions. People have demands. People have, you know, Ya Allah, I'm sick. Ya Allah, I need money. Ya Allah, the business is not going well. Usually that's the biggest one. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, for the young ones, I want to marry someone. She has to know Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood, and the Quran with seven different narrations. The definite riwayah, and not actually the 14 as well, including their irregular ones, And she has to also look, and they give you the prescription, the descriptions now, that you can only find them in Jannah. Vice versa to the sisters, they're the same. I'm not just talking one way, huh? The other way as well. I want, but usually the women are nicer. I have to say that. Just because, you know, Molana is sitting right here, and I know with a sign. Just that they, you know. Molana, I love you, you know. Molana Abdul Rahman Alexander, you know, what can you say? He's a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us all among that. Now, walawla, he says, so this is the second one. The third one, he says, Sayyidina Umar, يعني رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضى, if the riwayah is authentic to him, inshallah, he says, walawla mujalasatu aqwam, and I would have never liked to stay in the dunya had it not been that I sit sometimes. I get to sit with some people. ينتقون الكلام. They choose what they say. كما ينتقى أطيب التمر. Just like people choose the best of dates when they eat dates. They know which one to choose. Some people have such sweet talk and a blessing to be in their surrounding. If it wasn't for sessions and majalis with these kinds of people, I wouldn't have liked to be in the dunya. So we're trying to focus on that last one. To be in Al-Harith Al-Muhasibi, rahimahullah, he's trying to take us through some stories of the Salaf and what they said, and that's among these things. And that's very, very important, obviously, as you all know. طبعاً, Al-Imam Al-Muhasibi, rahimahullah, he is among those people who call themselves Sufis, or at least we call them Sufis, let's put it that way. This term was already in his contemporary, Imam Al-Junayd, rahimahullah. I always say, don't stay with labels. If somebody has a hypersensitivity reaction, whether it's type 1, type 2, type 3, or the delayed type 4, to the term or the label Sufi, tear the label apart and put it behind you, and look at the core. لا مشاحتة في الاصطلاح. These terms are invented. What's important is the book and sunnah behind them. The term نحو and صرف, grammar, is invented. The term عقيدة is invented. There's no word عقيدة in the book or sunnah. Even the term فقه, in the way today we apply it, is also invented. Fiqh meant knowledge in general. Usul is invented. Ilm al-Rijal is invented. All these things are invented. So don't let the label stop you. Always look beyond the label. All right? But that's what it is. What it is what it is, right? I always say, tasawwuf is an honor I cannot claim and an accusation I will not deny. Because it's an honorable thing. And it's not fair that we attribute ourselves to something honorable and we haven't mastered that. It's injustice, dhulm. And therefore, you'll see the reason and the aim of Al-Muhasibi, rahimahullah, is to talk about your heart and treat your heart. So it's a cardiology, it's a cardiac treatment, if we were to say so. Because you, Abu Nasr al-Sarraj, rahimahullah, he says, An-Nas are three kinds in the deen. Three kinds. Ahlu al-Dunya, the people of dunya. فَأَكْثَرُ آدَابِهِمْ الْفَصَاحَةُ وَالْبَلَاغَةُ وَحِفْظُ الْعُلُومِ وَالْمَنْظُومِ. أهل الدنيا شوف أبو شوف السراج الإمام السراج رحمة الله عليه ورضي الله عنه ها من محققين هذا is not your average from the أئمة. He says the people in this dini علوم are three kinds. أهل الدنيا, what deen and dunya, it's industry حبيبي, أهل الدنيا. What is there, he says, the most focus of them is الفصاحة والبلاغة. They try to say it right. They focus. Articulate it right. وحفظ العلوم والمنظوم. And they try to memorize the علوم and the rhythms. You know, I know this matin. I know that matin. I know this Ahlul Dunya, he says. He says, then there is Ahlul Deen. وَأَهْلُ الدِّينِ فَأَكْثَرُ آدَابِهِمْ فِي رِيَالَةِ النُّفُوسِ. The people of the deen, they apply these uloom to what? To polish themselves. To be good people. Habibi, what are you learning this fiqh for? And what are you learning the usul for? And what are you learning the hadith for? And what are you learning the Quran for? You're learning it so you know, or you're learning it because it's making you already a better person, a better human being. If these uloom are not making you a better human being in the first place, you have issues. You've got problems. Because the point of learning a manzuma, or a manzum, or you know, a tuhfa, or a tahawiyya, or a shatibiyya, or a durra, or or al-fiqh al-akbar, or others, al-murshid al-mu'in, or Ibn Abi Shuja', or Zabad. The reason you're learning these things for what? So you know them? So you can spit them out? You're learning for the wrong reasons. If they're not changing you and polishing you as is, if they're not making you a better person, a better human being. I always say, a good Muslim is a good human being in the first place, by definition. It doesn't work otherwise. Then there's a problem. Then you are from the people of the dunya. You're learning the deen for the dunya. You're not learning the deen for the deen. Ahlul dunya. May Allah make us from Ahlul Akhirah. They are people of Ahlul dunya, and they are people of Ahlul Akhirah, but there are higher people, Ahlullah. May Allah make us among them. Ahlul Akhirah, they're still worried about Jannah and everything. Some people are Ahlullah, they are with Allah. Doesn't make a difference. Now, he says, Ahlul Deen, أَكْثَرُ آدَابِهِمْ رِيَالَةُ النُّفُوسِ وَتَأْدِيبُ الْجَوَارِحِ. Polishing the limbs. So your ear doesn't hear that which Allah doesn't want you to hear, or did not ask you to hear, and that your eyes do not see that which Allah asked you not to see, and that your fingers don't touch that which Allah did not want you to touch, and that your feet don't walk to that which Allah did not want you to walk to, and that your heart does not lean towards that which Allah does not like, and that your brain does not host thoughts that are not pleasing to Allah, so that you become pure, nurun ala nur. That's the people of the deen. He says, wa amma ahlul khususiyya. So there is ahlul deen, ahlul dunya, wa ahlul deen, and then ahlul khususiyya, the people who are of specialty, yani the people of Allah. فَأَكْثَرُ آدَابِهِمْ. Their focus. Now, first people were focused on memorization and how can I say this best? And how can I articulate this best? And how can I memorize this book? And how can I, The others, Ahluddin, they're, how can I control my limbs? So I'm, you know, how can that polish me, make me a better person in my contribution to people? But Ahlullah, their most of their focus is on the taharatul qulub, the purification of their hearts. وَمُرَاعَاتُ الْأَسْرَارِ, and also dealing with things that Allah gives them. وَالْوَفَاءُ بِالْعُهُودِ. Abu Bakr al-Sarraj says, or Abu Nasr al-Sarraj Afwan says, and it is, وَفَاءُ بِالْعُهُودِ means loyal or faithfulness to the pledge that you gave to Allah. يعني أنت, when you said, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله, you told somebody, I will give you this. You give it to him. هذا عهود. طيب. So Abu Bakr, Abu Nasr al-Sarraj says, he says, طهارة القلوب والوفاء بالعهود. Why? شوف. These things, remember the hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, that's sahih, when he says, among the signs of munafiq are four, sometimes it's three, sometimes it's four, here it's four, let's say in the hadith. إذا حدث كذب, if he speaks, he lies. وإذا عاهد غدر, if he pledges, he betrays. وإذا خاصم فجر, if he, the one, the other one, the three is Utwina Khan, the four is there's addition. If you fight with him, يعني ما, let's say you're friends, and then you disagree about something. إذا خاصم, this disagreement leads to vileness. Becomes vile. Among the signs of munafiqeen. And the fourth one, as Mawlana mentioned, وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانٍ, and if he's given a trust, he betrays the trust. Be careful. Those are, that's authentic hadith. Those are the sifat of the munafiqeen. Now, how do you deal with these? Just like Abu Nasr al-Sarraj, rahimahullah, he mentions, number one, طَهَرَةُ الْقُلُوبِ. Man, until your heart is amana Allah gave you. Don't put every evil thing in your heart. I always say, don't turn your heart into a garbage can. Loving everything that's evil, putting everything that's evil, all these things in your heart. Why? Your heart ought to be precious, pure. It's the place for reception of the anwar, the illumination, and the asrar, and the ma'arif, and the knowledge, and all these things. Why do you clog it up with all these things that will not help you and will not get you close to Allah? Huh? فَرِّغْ قَلْبَكَ مِنَ الْأَغْيَارِ يَمْلَأْهُ بِالْمَعَارِفِ وَالْأَسْرَارِ. Empty your heart from other than Allah, Allah will fill your heart with illuminations, nur, and knowledge. Make the choice. Very important. مُرَاعَاتُ الْأَسْرَارِ, and the trusts. Very important. Deal with the trust. Someone trusts you, on your neck. Remember what's significant about the bay'ah of the Ansar to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What do you think bay'ah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was when the Sahaba? So we understand the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. I'm talking about any other bay'ah in any other capacity. But when the people in Medina came, the first people to Mecca, and they told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are with you. You know what that meant? That meant they die before anything gets to him. Them, their, what they own, and their children. That's what it meant. Why do you think when we glorify the Sahaba, it's not for no reason. It's these people, they put everything. May Allah be well pleased with them. And then he says, وَمُرَاعَةُ الْأَسْرَارِ وَالْوَفَاءُ بِالْعُهُودِ. شوف. المظفر العلوي رحمه الله in his book الإعراض and others also mentioned, and he mentioned as a hadith, but it's not really a hadith. Other people, they mentioned it as an attribution to Sayyidina Ali, and Allah knows best, but it's a hikmah for sure. Where again, it has no sanad to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite Al Mudaffar, rahimahullah, Imam Al Mudaffar says that it is attributed to the Prophet. Qala alayhi salam. He says it's not really a hadith, but he says Aballah, ala nafs al khabitha, an takhruj min al dunya, illa wa an tusi'a ila man ahsana ilayha. Allah willed for the khabith, the nafs that's khabith, the vile nafs that does not leave the dunya until it harms those who have done good to it. وفي رواية كتب الله وفي رواية حرم الله. All these riwayat. None of them is a hadith. Lakin attribute to Sayyidina Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه. Allah wrote that the vile soul, the vile nafs, khabith, would not leave the dunya until it until it does bad to those who have done good to it. Therefore, anyone always remember what's his name? Ibn al-Marzabani rahimahullah. Al-Imam hada Ibn al-Marzabani hada. Among the things they say that they learned from the people, remember the people of the cave? Who was among them that was loyal sitting there in front of the cave? وَكَلْبُهُمْ There's no food. كَلْب A dog. The king, the tyrant who was after the young men of the people of the cave is not after a dog. You understand? He's after them. Yani the dog can go and get his own food and come back. And don't they say dogs are loyal? That's why Ibn al-Marzabani, he wrote a book, تَفْضِيلُ الْكِلَابِ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ لَبِسَ الثِّيَابِ طبعاً. Favoring the meaning, it's a book, it's printed actually. It's the title, the translation of the book is called Favoring Dogs Over Many Who Wear Clothes. Yani many people who wear clothes. Because he says when you compare loyalty with these people, there is none. That's why. Khair. طهارة القلوب ومراعاة الأسرار والوفاء بالعهود. Hey, the human being is about set of principles, Habibi. Principles. Principles. That's what it is. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعِهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ فَأَنْتَ These principles are sought in the human being, especially in the Muslim. حِفْظُ الْوَقْتِ Ya salam. I'm spending some time with what As-Sarraj says because he's among the a'imma and his words are... حِفْظُ الْوَقْتِ means the honor, honoring the sanctity of time. The most valuable thing you have, the most valuable thing Allah gave you is time. Time. That's why Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hadith sahih al Bukhari, اثنتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, as if he's looking at us today, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Wallah. He says two things. Shuf. Sayyiduna al-Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1400 some years ago, as if he's looking through the time, and he's telling us exactly what is our problem today. Two things people are cheated out of. As-sihhatu wal-faragh, health and time. What does that mean? Yani when you have health, you don't realize you have health. You don't care. You waste it. When you don't have it, you try to catch up with it too late. Time. When you have time, you pour it. You waste it. Two things people are cheated out of. Most people, he says, كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ Lots of people. Hadith al-Sahih. حِفْظُ الْوَقْتِ الْوَقْتِ has حُرْمَة الْوَقْتِ has sanctity and honor. Man, honor your time. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your breath. He says, وَقِلَّةُ الْإِلْتِفَاتِ إِلَى الْخَوَاطِرِ I'm just going to finish this, what Sarraj says, and then I'll stop, I promise. He says, and not turning around right and left. There are people in this dunya that they walk and they're spending their time turning. His walk is there. Huh? rubbernecking, they call it. We call it in the U.S., you know. When there's an accident, everybody is like, man, go look in front of you. Bismillah, let's make dua and keep going. Don't worry about your own accident. And if you keep doing this, you're going to hit something yourself. Huh? Those people who look right and left, they say, the Sufis claim, those people on the path who keep looking right and left, they'll never get there. Because they're wasting their time looking right and left. That's called window shopping. Window shoppers usually don't buy. وَقِلَّةُ الْإِلْتِفَاتِ إِلَى الْخَوَاطِرِ Now, these things have been written 1,200 years ago. Because these imma rahimahumullah, they dealt with these things and it's talking to us. نعم. وَقِلَّةُ الْإِلْتِفَاتِ إِلَى الْخَوَاطِرِ He says, وَحُسْنُ الْأَدَبِ فِي مَوَاقِفِ الطَّلَبِ Ya salam. حُسْنُ الْأَدَبِ فِي مَوَاقِفِ الطَّلَبِ Appropriate adab for the appropriate circumstance. Adab. Adab, 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 adab. You know, they say, allegedly, that Ibn al-Qasim studied 20-some years, 22 years, let's say, or so, with Malik. Malik, Imam. Malik bin Anas, rahimahullah ta'ala. And when he went back and they asked him, they said, how many years, what have you done? He says, 20 years I studied adab, and 2 years I studied ilm. And looking back now, I wish I spent the whole 22 years studying adab only. There is no khair in those who have no adab. There is no ilm. Forget, don't think that people who have no adab have ilm. No. Ilm is not information, Mawlana. Al-ilm, al-walid rahimahullah said, al-walid rahimahullah used to always say, al-ilmu, روح تنفخ لا سطور تنسخ. It's a ruh. Al-ilm is a ruh that's blown into you. It's not, things that you spit out, that you memorize, and you write. That's not ilm. Mawlana Google has better answers than that. Naam. Therefore, with that, we can actually move. How much time do we have? Huh? 5 minutes. So with that, inshallah, so we don't say we haven't done anything, we will start now with the first thing that Imam al-Harith bin Asad al-Muhasibi, rahimahullah, said, Qala Abu Abdullah al-Harith ibn Asad al-Muhasibi, rahimahullah ta'ala, wa nafa'ana bihi wa bikum, ameen. Alhamdulillahi al-awwal al-qadim al-wahid al-jaleel. الذي ليس له شبيه ولا نظير أحمده حمدا يوافي نعمه ويبلغ مدى نعمائه. And obviously this is the praise, he says, but I also want you to just for the completion to talk about the praise quickly. He says, ultimate praise and thanks, I'm reading from the translation of Sheikh Sa'dullah, is due to Allah. Scratch out the first and put the eternal with no beginning, the eternal with no beginning. Now, the absolute one, subhanahu wa ta'ala, most sublime, who has neither likeness nor equal, nothing is like him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're not teaching anything new, huh? And the aqaid have been for aqaid al sunnah wal jamaah have been there for a long time. No, laysa kamithlihi shay, nothing is like him. Now, I praise him with a praise corresponding to the extent of his limitless bounties, and that's ishara ila al ajz. What does that mean? Limitless bounties. How can I thank you for limitless bounties? I can thank you for things I know you've done to me. But I know Allah, and all of us know Allah has, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has given us things that we don't even know. There are ni'mas that you know, and there are ni'mas that Allah has given you that you don't even know. How do you thank Him? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah in a way that's suitable to him and applicable. What can you say? You can't say anything. And I always say, the point of the ni'mah is not just having the ni'mah. The point of the ni'mah is having the barakah in the ni'mah. Many people Allah gave them time. Few people have barakah in their time. Many people Allah gave them money. Few have barakah in their money. Many people Allah gave them things. Few have ilm. Few have barakah in their ilm. Many people Allah gave them families. Few have barakah in their families. Seek the barakah in the ni'mah. Not just the ni'mah. Ni'mah is you have to be thankful for it. But Allah, كُلَّا نُمِدُّ هَا أُولَاءِ وَهَا أُولَاءِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا. As he tells us, which means we grant all those who believe and those who don't believe from the giving of your Lord. For the giving of your Lord is not restricted. But who gets the barakah? Those who seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek him for the barakah and the ni'mah that he gave you. For maybe little ni'mah he gave you with barakah, it becomes bigger than the greatest ni'mah he gave others without barakah. You ask your parents, your great parents, your great grandparents and others, you ask them, they don't have the same amount of money we do. I always say that. I lived that. Our great-grandparents, they didn't have much. You know. My grandfather, Sayyid Muhammad rahmatullahi ala ruhi al-tahira, died when he was 47 years old. I had six aunts, two uncles. Everyone has multiple things, and they're all in like 2-3 homes together. That's it. Two rooms in each home. In the old days in Syria, I'm talking 1940s. Maybe you have more in numbers today, but not more in barakah. The little they had, they used to feed the whole village. Come, eat, bismillah. Well, you have nothing. Eat, come, it's okay. Barakah with food. Now you see people, you're eating food. He says, he's bothering me now while I'm eating, man. Go sometime, come out. Let me finish my food. No, look, he wants to visit me the time of food. Can he come some other time? And then, you know, when you want to eat and we just want to eat, you want to eat with him. We don't want to spend more time and more money, you know. Just let him go and then, salaamu alaikum, we'll see you some other time. We're going to eat. Don't tell him. Well, you may have more, but you don't have barakah more. Don't be fooled. Allah likes you to be generous. If you express generosity unto his creation, he expresses generosity unto you. Don't think you can be generous unto the creation of Allah and Allah doesn't see that and doesn't give you much more than you gave. Anyway, khalas, time is up, Mawlana. Tay. La, we don't, otherwise we don't want to burn people, Sheikh. And otherwise they say it's too much. Tay. Allah. So he says, I thank him, I praise him and thank him, corresponding to the extent of his limitless bounties. Ya Allah, wa in ta'uddu ni'mat Allahi la tuhsuha. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Shahadata 'aliman bi rububiyyatihi. Ya salam. He says, I testify that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. He is alone, having no partners, a testimony of one cognizant of his lordship. Wow. That's not easy that you say, I testify, a testification of by me that I am alim, knowledgeable of his rububiyyah. على الحقيقة عارف بوحدانيته. Huh? يا سلام يا سلام يا سلام يا شيخ محمد يا سلام على الحب
يا سيدي.
أيوة يا سلام يا سلام is an expression that you always say. عجيب يا سلام. You probably know them already. عارف بوحدانيته. And he says, I testify with someone who knows his unique oneness. سبحانه وتعالى. لا إله إلا الله. يعني he's telling you that he's knower of Allah. عارف. عارف means knower. Someone who knows Allah. May Allah make us among those who know him. May Allah open these doors for us to know him and be close to him. Well, there are really no doors, huh? You know that. There are no doors. There are no doors. How can there be ever doors, Mawlana? You think there is something that veils the Creator from the creation? It's just the ignorance of the creation that they can't see what's evident. Yeah. Like Kulthum, the singer of the Egyptian singer in the old days, Mawlana Muhammad knows her very well. He likes her, so that's why I always try to bring him these things. She used to say, it's not her, I think the poetry is from Muhammad Iqbal, the Pakistani poet. She says, Al-ib fikum mufhabayibkum. Intu li zalamtul hub. You people gave love bad name, she says. Love doesn't really have a bad name. But you people, by keep saying, I love you, I love you, you gave love a bad name. Intu li zalamtu al-hub. Wa'idtu alayh. Qultu alayh mush arif eh. Il'ib fikum wafhabayibkum. Amma al-hub yaruhi alayh. She says, the problem is in you and in people like you. But love, there's nothing better than it. Anyway. Huh? Like, I'm not talking about the singer, we're talking about the poet. Yeah, just so you know, but I have to be kind to Mawlana on the left side here, otherwise also, you know, we have issues. طيب اللهم صلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله. نعم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة عالما بربوبيته عارفا بوحدانيته وأشهد أن سيدنا I put سيدنا he says وأشهد أن سيد وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam abduhu wa rasuluhu istafahu liwahyih. He chose him for his divine revelation, as a recipient of his divine revelation. Wa khatama bihi anbiya'ah. And he sealed his line of prophets with him. Wa ja'alahu hujjatan ala jami'i khalqih. And he made him a proof, a standard, yani. Hujjah means a standard over all his creation. What does that mean? Make sure that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is your standard over all the creation. In other words, don't prioritize something other than the sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, لِيَهْلِكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَةً وَيَحْيَ مَنْ حَيَّ عَنْ بَيِّنَةٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَسَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. I think we should stop here. Yeah. Inshallah, we'll stop here. And then, so this is, we finished page one. But because today we had introductions and all these things, tomorrow, inshallah, we will have no introductions, so we'll dig a bigger dent. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.